Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow convo.
This week, Lisa and I had to make a really tough decision. So, and sometimes we have to do this in our business, right? I think we can get into this almost robotic mode where we just keep soldiering on, you know? Everything good comes from hard work. Soldier on with Codrill or whatever. You know what I mean. We get into this mode where we just keep pushing forward. Pushing, pushing, pushing. And to be honest, this year I haven't been pushing. You know, I've changed the way that I work, and when things feel like a push, I stop and I measure it up and I decide whether it's worth the effort, and if it's not, I walk away. And I did that with Radcasters. As you guys probably know, I closed Radcasters a couple of weeks ago because, you know, I pushed it really hard this time last year. Oh my God, it was so fucking stressful. And eventually I got to the point where I was burnt out, like, or more than that. I thought I was having a heart attack. So I decided to, you know, just stop putting my energy towards it, but leaving it sitting there. And it sat there and I had a few sales trickle through, but it just didn't seem to be worth it to me. So, and I, you know, I knew I didn't want to talk about podcasting for the rest of my life. So, you know, the decision was quite easy for me to decide, well, it's time to remove my energy from that. Anyway, so the last couple of months, I've had a lot of shit happening, right? Like, all good shit, but a lot of it. And it started, you know, mid to late October. I went to Midnight Oil. I drove down to Coffs Harbour with some friends. Went to Midnight Oil on the Thursday night. Drove from Coffs Harbour to the Gold Coast to run our last mastermind retreat for 2017. Came home on the Sunday night, cactus, had 3 days to prepare for the next retreat, started my first solo retreat on the Thursday, which went to the Sunday, had that week to get all my podcast episodes recorded and, you know, for Carlosophies and Keeping Good Company, get all my work sorted so I could take 2 weeks off to fly down to Melbourne for my best friend from school's 40th and travel all around the place, you know, drag Mabel around the Victorian countryside for 2 weeks, which was not relaxing at all. Came back, had to get, you know, all more podcast eps done so I can wind down over Christmas. But then we were also launching for the next round of the Mastermind, which is open in 2018, we were open for that this past week. And it all just got too much. I was absolutely exhausted. Like, I mean, I haven't been that exhausted since Mabel was a newborn and I wasn't getting any more than 45 minutes sleep, you know, in a row. I'm just turning around, so I'm hoping it's not too windy. No, it looks okay. So we were just fucking, I was exhausted, but Lisa was even more exhausted. So this year she has had 4 trips to the States for her mastermind with James Wedmore, which is a lot when you've got 3 kids. And she's had a big interstate move. She's had a lot of stuff going on personally. She's launched a new program, Back to You. She's run 2 rounds of that. Oh, helicopter. So she's run 2 rounds of that. She's completely renovated her membership and she's just finished a launch of that. So for anyone, and we've launched this podcast too. Now for anyone who launches, you'll know how energetically taxing it can be. So to go from all that huge year, and particularly it's really ramped up in the last few months, to then go straight into another launch for the mastermind, Lisa and I were both not only exhausted, but Lisa ended up with shingles. So I was thinking about it and decided that I thought it was best if we pulled the pin on this launch, mid-launch. Kind of a no-no, right? But it just didn't make any sense for us to push on with this thing and not honor ourselves. Like, Lisa's sick. There's no point. Like, what are we going to do? Kill ourselves in the process? And I know if I'm not listening to my body when it's telling me something, I'm going to get the Mack truck like Lisa has. And I mean, shingles isn't really the Mack truck. It's more the, punch in the face. I got the feather exhaustion. And so I'm going to honor that now before it moves to the punch and the slap or the punch. So I said to Lisa, I think it's a really good idea if we pull the pin on this launch. You need to rest. And we're supposed to be in back-to-back interviews this week. It was just all too much. So Lisa had said she hadn't even considered postponing the launch, which, she was going to just soldier on through it. And I just don't feel like I would be a very good friend to allow that to happen. So we made the executive decision. Well, I kind of forced it on her to pull the pin and email our peeps and basically say, the mastermind is absolutely something that both of us want to continue with. We love it so much. It was the best thing that both of us did this year. But the timing just wasn't right. And actually my gut had said before that December wasn't going to be the right time to launch it. But I thought, well, we'll just give it a go. Maybe my gut's wrong, and it turns out it wasn't. So next time we will listen to my gut instincts, and we'll be relaunching in February. So if you are interested in joining the mastermind or learning more about it, go to Billy. Just go to lisacorduff.com/mastermind. Or you can go to kgcmastermind.com/mastermind and you can put your name in to hear about when we're relaunching in Feb, because it absolutely is on our 2018 list. We have a number of spaces already earmarked. So I think we have 6 places left. So if you are interested in learning about that, just go to kgcpodcast.com/mastermind. And we'll be in touch. But I just really wanted to tell this story because, like I said at the start, I feel like often we feel like, entrepreneurship has to be all hard work, and we don't stop and listen to our bodies, and we don't listen to our gut. My gut was telling me, do it in Feb, but I brushed it off and pushed on ahead, and look what happened. So maybe I created it, that, but I don't think so, because I think Lisa created that by soldiering on for too long. And that is the message, right? We don't have to push through all the time. We don't have to. In fact, we don't have to do anything. I can't remember what episode it is, but in my back catalogue, there's a great interview with Kylie Patchett. She is a fucking legend. And I've been thinking about her a lot this year because she went very quiet. She had an extraordinary podcast called, mental blank, League of Extraordinary, the League of Extraordinary Ladies. I was featured on it because I'm extraordinary. And anyway, but she kind of just went quiet earlier this year. And she emailed yesterday to say that she, you know, all her entrepreneurial journey, I think she worked for herself for about 5 years as a coach and running masterminds and programs on moving through fear. And and she basically had said the whole time, I'd rather stick a pin in my eye than go back to a 9-to-5. But this year she did. She went back to a 9-to-5, and I'm going to get her on so we can have a chat about this on both podcasts, because I feel like this is a message that people absolutely need to hear, and one that is shrouded in shame and guilt, so much so that I've been putting the call out for somebody to come on to talk about this who have left their entrepreneurial dreams behind to go back to work and are okay with that decision for months, and I've had no response. So I'm really excited to have this conversation. It will be coming up in the new year on both podcasts, because I feel like this is the whole thing, right? Like we are often pushing when for a dream that isn't really ours. Which is why I started this podcast in the first place. When we get truly honest with what is most important to us, it's rarely the money. It's rarely the fame. You know, it's rarely even the message. It's that we've been sold this idea that we need it to be of value in this world, that we find our purpose and everything just falls into place. And I don't know. I really don't subscribe to that these days. So I guess the message of this podcast really is, listen. Listen to your gut. When it tells you to stop, stop. When it tells you that something you're doing isn't serving you anymore, leave it behind. You know, when I had my breakdown in May, I had decided that I would go back to a 9-to-5 because there is no shame in it. It's about quality of life. And if your quality of life while you're working for yourself, it has to serve you. It has to serve you in some way. And if it's not serving you financially and you need the money, get a job so that you can show up in that way. You know, it's not all about the money. It's about you and your wellness. So don't be afraid to pull the pin. Don't keep doing something just because you're afraid of letting people down or being judged. You know, I used to tell myself, oh, you're so flaky. But it's not that I'm flaky. It's that I honor myself. And I'm not afraid to walk away from things that don't serve me. I give so many things a crack. I was just thinking about it. I was listening to, because I do listen to all my podcasts. There's always something in it for me as well. And I like to hear the sound of my own voice. And I just was thinking, you know, some of us are just so afraid of showing up, you know, on a live stream or starting a podcast or starting a blog or whatever. And I have tried so much stuff. Oh my God, so much stuff. And it's only because of that that I've learnt to go, you know what, this isn't working for me, so I'm going to honour myself and leave it in the past. That doesn't make me flaky in the least. So that's pretty much it for me today. I think there's like about 30 takeaways in that, but you'll take what you need, I'm sure. And you know, I guess the real message is, if there's something that you really want to do, just do it, because what's the worst that can happen? You stop doing it and you go back to a day job. There's no shame in that, as we'll soon discover. You have to try things before you know whether they're going to work for you, right? Secondly, listen to your body. Listen, give that intuition a voice. Honor it. And nothing is worth killing yourself over. This shouldn't be, you know, in that episode with Dan Norris, he said the things that work aren't necessarily hard. And I have to agree with that. But then, you know, you also hear these stories of persistence paying off. And that's cool if it's worth it. You know, when I speak about this quite a bit, but one of the tips that I used when I was closing the office was to close my eyes and imagine it working 100%. And was it worth it? And the answer was a clear no. If it is, then keep going. But don't be closed to finding other ways. You know, don't close off opportunities just because you're so attached to things needing to unfold a certain way. We have to be flexible. You know, a tree moves in the wind. It's still standing in its power. It's just bending and going with the flow, and we need to be able to do that too. So that is it from me today. Until next week, peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.